Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad that you're here. This is our 601st episode. Yesterday, we were celebrating, meeting that milestone of 600 episodes of Morning Prayer and Worship. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We're dry inside these walls of pride. Without you, we're empty. We're thirsty from our vain pursuits. We long to drink of you. The weight of our sin presses down upon us, driving us to our knees. We call out to you, our God, Redeemer. Blessed is he who brings us peace. Stand up among us, make your presence known. Rise up within us, set your people free. In your presence is where we need to be. To the fatherless be a father, Lord. Show your compassion to the prisoner and the captive. Bring your release to those who cry out for your healing that always seems out of reach. Holy Spirit, come in power, ignite our passion to believe. Stand up among us, make your presence known. Rise up within us, set your people free. In your presence is where we want to be. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, rich in love. That's what we need more. Stand up among us, make your presence known. Rise up within us, set your people free. In your presence is where we shall be. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, rich in love. That's what we need more of. Stand up among us, make your presence known.
rise up within us. Set your people free in your presence. It's where we want to be.
Thank you that your presence is here with us now, Lord. Right here, across geographic lines, socioeconomic lines, racial and ethnic lines. You transcend all, God, and you bring all together in the glorious kaleidoscope of your wonder and your endless creativity, God. Thank you. Psalm 97, the Lord is King, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth sees it and is afraid. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light has sprung up for the righteous and joyful gladness for those who are true-hearted. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Psalm 99. The Lord is King. Let the people tremble. He is enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all peoples. Let them confess his name, which is great and awesome. He is the Holy One. O mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and fall down before his footstool. He is the Holy One. Moses and Aaron among his priests and Samuel among those who call upon his name, they called upon the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the decree that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You were a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and worship him upon his holy hill. For the Lord our God is the Holy One.
God, you answered them indeed. You answered them indeed. Yes, you did. O Lord, our God, you answered them indeed. You answered them indeed. Yes, you did. Glory to the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance." His disciples replied, "How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7. And then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. And they had also a few small fish. And after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the 3rd day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this 4th Tuesday in Lent in the church calendar. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread, which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. 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 Amen.
Stand up among us, make your presence known. Rise up within us, set your people free in your presence, is where we need to be.
Gonna lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. I must tell Jesus. Let's begin. Again, with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Lay it all out before Him. For our families now, extended family, immediate family, whatever that means in your life today, just lay them before the Lord. Jesus, He'll know what to do. He'll know what to do. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. He'll know what to do. He'll know what to do. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, the Lord lays on your heart, talk to Jesus for them.
Tell Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Let's pray for our enemies now. Bless those who curse us, as Jesus commanded. Pray blessing upon them. Pray what you would want prayed for you. And see the Lord move.
I must tell Jesus. He'll know just what to do. He'll know just what to do.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Tell Jesus He'll know what to do. So glad to have prayed with you today. My name is Ben Ward, and Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. That is my ministry through which I teach worship, lead in prayer and worship. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.
Tell Jesus, oh, He'll know just what to do. I must tell Jesus.